One of the things that I think is going to be truly interesting about this college football season is seeing how Nebraska does. Because, obviously things got crazy in Lincoln under Mike Riley. From all accounts, he's an impeccable human being, great guy, but he just couldn't get it done on the football field coaching the Huskers. And then I believe he went to Oregon State, I think, for a little bit, and now he's coaching Semi-Pro or Pro or something like that somewhere. But anyways, I think that it'll be very interesting to see what direction the Huskers take this year. I would think they should be fairly good, but obviously the Big Ten is talented. As I look at their schedule, I think that the three hardest games for them, and let me pull it up because I know the games, but not exactly the dates that they're happening. So here we go. I've got my website open. The Husker football schedule. I think the hardest games, the most difficult games, will probably be September 22nd at the Big House at Michigan. I mean, obviously, everything I've heard about Michigan this year is that they're going to be amazing. Jim McElwain, Pep Hamilton, great coaching staff brought in, Ed Warner, Shea Patterson is supposed to be a super quarterback. So that's going to be interesting to see. Saturday, October 6th at Wisconsin is going to be a doozy. I don't know if any of you guys or ladies that are listening heard or saw, rather, the you might have seen my social media post on it, or maybe you subscribe to the magazine, but Sports Illustrated did an article on their offensive line and how unified and cohesive that unit is. Oben, Shotwell, Deason, Dieter. I think Tyler, is it, was I don't know how you say his name. And I think the other guy's like David Edwards, the second or third, something like that. But the Wisconsin offensive line is really good this year. And, they're going to give Alex Hornibrook a lot of time to throw. And they're going to give Jonathan Taylor a lot of open creases to run through. I think that'll be really good for them, and I think it'll be a tough test at Nebraska. I mean, rather at Camp Randall Stadium for Nebraska on October 6th. You never know how the October 13th Northwestern game is going to go at Northwestern. I mean, obviously that's another road game. It's going to be tough. Clayton Thorson's a good QB. You got Glenn Nagel, Bennett Skowronek, who happened to go to Homestead High School, which is about an hour away from me. I have a lot of Homestead friends. So you never know quite like how that's going to go. And also the fact that Pat Fitzgerald is a super coach. But then you look at Saturday, November 3rd. Actually, I probably should have said there were four really good games, really tough games. Ohio State, obviously, the committee is about to wrap up. I think they're maybe wrapping up today their inquiry or investigation into Urban Meyer and what he did or didn't know or what he did or didn't say about Zach Smith. So, I don't really know what Ohio State's going to be like this year. I hear Dwayne Haskins is a great quarterback. And Ohio State always seems to have a lot of talent. But I don't know how this whole going on of the early preseason is going to affect them. It could be Ryan Day coaching it. I obviously, like, what I think is going to happen is either nothing will happen or a little bit of a suspension, like maybe 2, 3 games for Urban. So all indications to me would be that he would be back coaching by the time the Nebraska game begins. But you never know. I mean, Jesus could come back for us all before then. So it's, who knows what's going to happen. But I think that the game at Ohio State's going to be tough. And another, I guess the fourth game, as I'm looking at it, the game at Iowa, the Turkey Day game. You know, it's hard to play at Iowa. They have a pink locker room, it's all pink. I think that's just kind of psych out opponents. You know, Kirk Ferentz is a really good coach. I think he's maybe about the longest tenured coach in the Big Ten right now. And it's always a tough game at Iowa City. But what I think Nebraska really has going for them is the fact that Scott Frost brought his entire staff up from Central Florida. You know, and they were able to take a 0 victory team to a 6 or 7 victory team, I think 6 wins, I think, that first season. 2 years ago, in his first year, when Jim Harbaugh was in Michigan, and in Scott Frost's first year in Nebraska, I mean, scratch that. His first year at Central Florida, you know, the Knights played at Michigan. So Scott has an idea in his cranium of what that game's going to hold. I mean, obviously, I think Michigan will be even more pumped up to play in this town because it's a conference game. Michigan, Nebraska is always a big game just because of the unique history of the two teams. It'll be interesting to see how much the culture has changed because I think he's done a lot. But, you know, and part of me wants to think they're just going to be magical and go undefeated. But to do that in the first year in the Big Ten against those teams is really tough. Could it happen? Yeah, I'd say there's a small chance that things are really clicking well. And that they could go undefeated, but I think in a big scheme of things, you know, there's gonna be a couple losses, you know, because it's the first go round for Scott Frost in the Big Ten. It's just the first go round for his staff in the Big Ten. You know, the players are getting used to a whole new coaching style, a more disciplined coaching style, a more togetherness oriented coaching style. So, you know, if I had to pick the losses, I would say maybe three or four. I would say Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa State. I mean, excuse me, Iowa, and what was the other one? Ohio State, yeah. I would say those are probably the losses that I would predict. You know, maybe Northwestern, but I think. Oh, and they also play Michigan State. I hadn't realized that before. It sounds like Michigan State's going to be really good. You know, LJ Scott's back. Ryan Lewerke sounds like they got a really good team. I think Mark D'Antonio is really excited about everything going on there. So, really, it's a tough schedule. You never know how Colorado is going to be. I mean, 2 years ago, Run Ralphie Run was one of the coolest hashtags on Twitter, and, you know, Mike McIntyre had the things rolling, and then last year, Colorado was up and down. I know Troy usually has a good team, you know, but it's at Lincoln, so I think the Huskers will win that one. Akron, you know, I think the fact that, you know, Terry Bowden is coming in, that's interesting. Bobby Bowden's son, I mean, I don't know how good Akron's supposed to be, but, you know. Anytime you have to play the Bowden family in football, you know it's going to be a great game because the Bowden family is one of the best football families in college football history. The Purdue game, you know, I think Jeff Groen is doing a good job at Purdue. But I don't know. It's at Lincoln, too. So I think at Lincoln, it's going to be a lot easier for the Huskers to get victories than it is on the road because Husker Nation is amazing. Although, here's the thing I know about at least the game I went to back in 2000 at Notre Dame. I think there were more Husker stands in the stadium stands than there were Irish stands because a lot of Irish fans sold their tickets. I don't know if that would happen this year. It happened last year against Georgia. Like when the Irish hosted Georgia, but I guess if they can get good deals from Husker fans, they might try and sell their tickets. But I think that, you know, Husker fans do travel well. So, you know, that will help them on road games. I think the crazy thing is every road game that scratch that. Normally, I would just start this over. I've goofed up a couple times in this podcast, but I'm just saying scratch that because I think that's allowable too. But, all of the road games are going to be challenging. Nebraska has a really tough schedule. You know, I don't know that there's a gimme game in the Big Ten. I don't know how Illinois is supposed to be, but Lovie Smith is a great coach. They've been kind of down the last couple of years, but Lovie Smith knows football. Lovie Smith knows how to coach. And so even that is a little bit of a tough game. The homecoming game is Purdue, so I think that'll be a big turnout for the Huskers. A lot of alumni will want to be back in Lincoln to check out the new coaching staff and new style. As I look at the roster, you know, I see a lot of talent for this Huskers team. You know, obviously I'm looking at the roster. I don't know exactly who's injured and who's not. But as I look position by position, you know, I see a lot of really good athletes on the team. You know, at quarterback, I would say probably the starter is going to be Adrian Martinez. But, you know, Andrew Bunch looked really good in the spring game. Tristan Jelia has a lot of talent. I thought Noah Vedral would have to sit out a year. Or Vedral, I don't know how you say it. He had, I think, a dad and uncle that played in Nebraska. I thought I heard he'd have to sit out the year because he transferred, but then I also thought I might have heard that they were trying to look into a way to get him eligible early. Not sure. I think one of the strengths is going to be at the running back position. Divino Zigbo is, you know, very talented. Maurice Washington, Mikhail Wilgon. I think what you do if you're Scott Frost, you utilize all of those really good athletes. Trey Bryant as well, Jalen Bradley, Greg Bell. You know, there's a lot of running backs there that can do some really good things on the field. At the wide receiver position, Tyjon Lindsey, I think, has a lot of talent. Javon McQuitty, Stanley Morgan Jr., J.D. Spielman. So, again, I think a lot of it is Scott Frost has a plethora of really good athletes on his team. And it's just getting them the ball. Kurt Rothdale is from Carmel, Indiana, my home state. As a tight end, Jack Stoll, Katerian Legrone, Hohenstein and Juergens, and Austin Allen, I think are really good tight ends. You know, I don't know how the O-line is going to be this year. Traditionally, that has been a Huskers' strength. But you know, you never know how it'll be now. But I hope they've gotten a lot of good work in. I think that's going to be one of the keys to how the team does. You know, on defense, you know, the defensive line, Vanuku. I don't know exactly how you say his name, but he's a junior D lineman, 6'3", 325 on Utah. And Nick Stoltenberg, I think he's also going to be really key to the team. And, you know, another guy that I think is going to be absolutely key is, you know what? I overlooked this guy. I was thinking he was on the D-line, but I guess he's on the O-line. Gerald Foster, you know, so I know he'll play well because he's a senior and he's a leader. Don't really know a whole lot about the other linemen. But as far as linebackers, I'd look for guys like Will Honus and Quayshawn Alexander, Breon Dixon. He transferred from Ole Miss, from Mississippi. So I think he'll be really good. I don't really know much about the secondary. Let me look at some of these names. Defensive backs. I'll tell you, DiCaprio Grudel has a sweet name. That's one of the coolest names I've ever seen. Marco Disnuke, I think, will be pretty good. Lamar Jackson. again, I don't really know much about that. Deontay Williams, I think that's a name I heard before. On the D-line, you know, besides Stoltenberg, there's also Freedom. Is it Akin Laden? He's a name I heard. He's a senior from Missouri that should be a really good athlete. You know, I think what's going to be very key, and then as I'm looking at this, you know, they have Merrick Pickering and Cole Fromm are kickers, and Caleb Lightborn, I think he'll be a good punter. So they have a lot of talent on their team. It's just going to be how much can we expect in this first year. You know, I know that the talent is there, but obviously the Big Ten is not an easy conference. You know, luckily the Huskers don't have to play Penn State this year, because I know Penn State's going to be pretty good with Trace McSorley, and James Franklin has things rolling in Happy Valley. They also don't play IU. I think I heard IU's going to be, much improved. I think that Tom Allen has things looking up, I think, in his second year in Bloomington. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. You know, I think the best thing, I think Frank Verducci coming in as a senior offensive analyst is really good for Coach Frost. I think the fact that the entire coaching staff came from Central Florida, that bodes really, really well for Coach Frost. You know, because there's that continuity. You know, he didn't have to adjust to new coaches or get to know new coaches. It was simply they all got to go get to know the new players and invest in that right away. And I think that's going to be key. You know, my entire family is made up of Nebraska fans, you know, that support the Huskers. I've recently taken a stance where I'm just going to support a lot of teams. I like the Huskers. They're not going to be the only team by any means that I keep up with, but I wish them well. I think Scott Frost will eventually do really well. I think Bill Moose made a super hire. I love that Tom Osborne's on board with this. You know, Coach Osborne is a guy that has devoted his life to Huskers football. And, you know, I love watching Coach Frost speak because he talks about the friendship he has with Coach Osborne. Scott Frost wouldn't have come back and taken the job if it hadn't been the right time. You know, I don't think he would have taken it a few years ago when they gave it to Mike Riley. You know, he was still at Oregon and still, you know, learning and doing stuff there. But I think now that he's seen that the program is committed to football, you know, I think hiring Bill Moose was a great first step, because that man comes from Washington State and Oregon and places that know football and do football well. And hiring him was great. So overall, I think I need to make a prediction. Let me go back and look again at how many games the Huskers have. All right, let's see. Akron to Michigan is 4. And then there's 8 more. So we'll say 12 games and then a bowl game. I mean, obviously, there'd be 14 if they made the Big Ten championship game. But I'm going to say, you know what? I think I'm going to go with 4 losses and 9 wins. You know, obviously, the losses will probably be Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Iowa. You know, I think the big win will be Michigan State at home. I think other wins will be Illinois at home, Minnesota at home, Northwestern on the road, Purdue at home, Troy at home, Colorado at home, and Akron at home. And I think they'll get a bowl game and get a win in that, because we all know that Scott Frost is the master. He's the maestro at preparing for bowl games, because look at how ready he had UCF to play Auburn last year, while also being a full-time Nebraska coach for that one. They're doing a lot of recruiting and traveling around. So, you know, and again, they could be better than 9-4. Some people are thinking 6-6 though, or 7-6 or whatever. I'm just going with 9 wins and 4 losses, you know, but they also could very easily win a couple of those games that I predicted that they would lose. And they could also slip up in a couple of the games that I predicted they could win. You know, I'm not a know-it-all by any means, and it'll be interesting to see how the Huskers do. I wish them all the best this year. I wish Husker fans a lot of joy as they get back to rooting on a team. I mean, I don't think any loyal fans actually stopped rooting for the team, but the sellout streak would have been over, I think, if they hadn't fired Mike Riley and hired Scott Frost. Scott Frost is one of the brilliant young coaches, and he's going to do a super job. So go Huskers, and have fun, Husker Nation. Enjoy the thrill of having a good football team back on the campus of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Clint Dogg out.